Welcome back to the Ben Mulrooney Show, and we're going to help the lovelorn out there. Those of you with an achy, breaky heart, those of you who feel that you've got something to give to someone else, and yet they're no takers. People just keep swiping. Santi, is it swipe, like if you like the person, do you swipe left or do you swipe right?
I think if you like, you swipe right. I'm not too familiar with it. Honestly.
Yeah, he doesn't. He just walks around with his Latin charm, and the women just flock. They flock like instinctively, like the salmon of Capistrano.
Okay. I'm talking about, but I think it's swipe right.
Yes, okay, swipe right. Well, anyway, so we're here to help because there are aspects to your dating profile that could be red flags. So we got an expert joining us right now. Please welcome Shannon Tebb. Shannon Tebb, she's a boutique matchmaker and dating expert from Shanny in the City. Shannon, welcome to the show.
Hi, Ben. Thanks for having me.
Yes, listen, it's coming down the wire. There are some people for whom Valentine's Day is everything. And if they are alone on Valentine's Day, they judge themselves. I would tell them not to. I'd say, relax. It's okay. It's a day like every other. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. But some people, it is what it is. Society has inculcated into them that they should have romance on February 14th. And so we're down to the wire here, and we're going to help them because you've got 5 dating profile red flags and how to fix them.
Yes.
So let's start with the first one, a lack of effort.
Yeah, so that's basically when you create a profile, but there's no bio written. So you're basically just 20 kilometers away from that person that you swiped with. So they know nothing about you, and that shows a lack of effort.
Yeah, I mean, if this is your first impression, right? Mm-hmm. You should want to make the best first impression.
Yes, you should want to write a little bit about what you're looking for and showcase your lifestyle and your hobbies and interests. You want there to be an element of desire when they click on your profile and not just see photos. There needs to be a bit more substance.
Yeah. So you say that, like, including phrases like better in person or just ask me, that people think are a way to elicit the beginning of a conversation. You're saying
that's lazy.
People just look at it and they instinctively think, ah, he's not putting in any effort.
Yeah, or I would say that's being a lazy online dater.
Yeah. Is it also, would it be fair to say that some people think, I take a really good picture. That's all I need.
No, you need more than that. And also, like, sometimes people think they take a good selfie, but it's too close or there's a terrible background, or there's just too many people in the photo and that takes away from you. So I always say have an extra set of eyes on your profile.
Yeah.
Ask a dating coach, ask your best friend, even ask your parents. Like, they're going to be honest with you and make sure that it's better.
So the second one is lying about your age or anything else.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
But
never start a new connection on a lie. So if you're lying about your height, you're lying about your weight, and you're lying about your age, that's all going to come, straight in front of the person when you meet them. So why fib about it now? You want them to accept you for who you are.
Yeah, that one, when you lie, when you put up a picture and it's not you, it's a picture of you from like 30 years ago when you had hair and you didn't have the pot belly. Like, I don't understand, because at some point the goal is to meet this person.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And as we get older, we may not have the best photo. So this is why we work with a lifestyle photographer to help shoot clients so that they have really nice photos that they're proud of that they can put online, use for their matchmaking profile, and even use for, work purposes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, it's got to be. And you know what happens is, so you put up fake pictures or pictures that don't accurately depict who you are. And and then you meet that person. You've now made it harder for that person to trust that the next person they meet is telling the truth.
Well, then they're feeling jaded, and there's a lot of, filters. Now people are using, ChatGPT to make their picks. Like, so we're not knowing what's real and what's not these days.
I keep trying to put myself in the shoes of the person who's putting up these red flags. And I mean, I can understand that they'd say, I've got a lot to give. I've got a lot of love to give. And all I need is for somebody to just give me a little bit of their time. And once they do, they will, they'll look past my physical flaws.
So, yeah, they'll see that you're a qualified person, right?
Yeah, so I can understand how somebody would say, you know what, I am going to put up this picture of me that doesn't accurately depict who I am, but I'm going to talk to this person online for a few weeks, and hopefully they'll see who I really am. So I can understand it. I mean, the truth will set you free, but I think that's probably a big motivator for some of these people.
Well, it's almost like an audition, right? Like, you're auditioning for the part. Like, you want to get the swipe. But this is the thing. This is why I'm encouraging singles to get offline and meet in real life and, you know, expand their activities and get involved with community. And just try to meet somebody face-to-face so they can really see the quality of person you are.
Well, have you heard about this new, I saw it on Dragon's Den, this new app called Bouquet?
No.
I don't even know if it's out yet, but I think it's written like Bouquay. And so it's, you have to read their bio before you get to see their picture. So as you swipe through the bio, the picture comes into focus.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Almost like a flower.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's kind of a good idea. Like, lead with the bio. So if you like if you like the sound of the person, and then only then do you get to decide whether you like the look of them.
I love that, because I feel like when we're online dating, we just go straight to the photos and the visual.
Yeah.
That sometimes we don't even read what people write. And even when I create profiles for my matchmaking clients, I always say, you know, read the bio first, look at the photos, but really get a sense of this person's personality, their lifestyle, their values. Like, yeah, you have to read. It's more than just, you know, how you look in a picture.
So we talked about overt use of AI. We only have a couple of minutes left, so I want to get through the other two. Negativity and focusing on what you don't want in a partner.
Oh, yeah. Like, if you're listing all the things you don't want, that's already giving you a negative taste. So reverse those negative things into what you do want. So I'm looking to meet someone who, you know, lives a healthy lifestyle. Not, I don't want to date someone who never works out, right? Yeah. Like, so you twist it into something positive, because if you have that negative energy, that's going to show up in the profile.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's sort of human interaction 101.
Yeah.
Don't lead with negativity. I mean, if you don't know that and you're searching for somebody, like I say, you better take a great picture, because that's going to get really.
Well, they might think that you have baggage or dating baggage that you haven't dealt with, or trauma. Yeah. And, you know, maybe you shouldn't be online just yet. Like, deal with that first.
Yeah. And lastly, a lack of hobbies.
Oh, yes. Yes. I always say, like, pretend you have a glass. You want to fill it up with rocks. So when you're on that date, you want to, you know, share each thing that you're up to, what you're working on. And if you're not listing and being specific, like, you can say, I love travel. But, like, tell me where you've been. Right. I love Italy. I love wine tastings. You know, I love pickleball. Like, give specific things so that it's relatable and will create the commonality.
Yeah. So if you just say, I sit at home, I watch sports. I mean, I do that too. But if I'm trying to make a good impression, I may tell people that I'm busy, writing a book.
Or if you love cooking, like, what's your signature dish?
Oh, that's good.
Like,
that's good.
I make a mean lasagna.
Yeah, do you?
Boom, that woman loves lasagna, and now you're getting swiped.
Well, thank you so much. I wish you the very best on this Valentine's Day, Shannon Teb. Really
thank
appreciate
you.
Your time.
Yeah, happy Valentine's.
Happy Valentine's to everybody.
Yes.
Also, we were talking earlier about how couples are more likely to break up in the days around Valentine's Day than any other time of the year. Why is that? Is it about unmet expectation? Perhaps one person is expecting their partner to go all out, the fancy dinner reservations, the overpriced roses, the jewelry. Maybe the day comes and they get you a Starbucks gift card, and that's not going to fly, is it? So perhaps it leads to an argument, maybe some tears, and the next thing you know, we have two more Torontonians hopping on Tinder. Our expectations too high? We can't all be living like the Kardashians. Anyway, just food for thought.